It's time for Conversations in the Blue Chair, a bi-weekly podcast from the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax, where we talk to renters and experts on trending topics impacting the multifamily industry. Now here are your hosts, Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter.
Hello, multifamily family. It is time for episode 2 of Conversations in the Blue Chair. I am Leah Nicole Smith.
And I am Jennifer Carter.
And this episode is all about making sense of community. So what is it? And what exactly is the role of a community's management team when it comes to cultivating a sense of community for its residents? Now, don't forget to catch our 5 and 5 at the very end of the podcast. It's going to be 5 tips, best practices, you name it, in 5 minutes. And this is going to help you begin to understand community and how to implement some practical tips.
In regards to sense of community, do you ever wonder if that sense of community plays a role? And if it does, how important is it to the residents' perception of value when it comes to their apartment living? Sense of community is actually the number one driver for perception of value. In fact, it's been the number one driver since our initial analysis way back in 2013. That's crazy, that's almost 7 years.
It is 7 years.
Over the years, the idea of community really has evolved and changed, and as renters, markets and life in general have also evolved. So that term sense of community has kind of changed over the years, as we've mentioned.
Yeah, so as Jennifer just stated, we've been doing this analysis since 2013. And way back in 2013, you know, sense of community was all about the events, you know, having an opportunity to gather your neighbors, you know, networking, meeting each other, just kind of, you know, just having that all-inclusive kind of vibe and feeling. Well, in recent years, talking about evolution, sense of community has really become about, do residents feel connected to their management team? And we have seen that, I would say, from 2015 all the way up to 2018 leading into 2019. You know, does the management team look out for me? Do they look out for my best interest? Am I treated like the most important person here? Well, last year we started to get a sense that things were shifting yet again, and now sense of community is actually a combination of both. Your residents not only want to feel like they are that VIP, that most important member, but they also want to be connected to those that live around them. So it's important to understand how the management team can hurt or help sense of community, because it's not just about the events, it's not just about looking out for your residents, it is that that combination of both, as I just mentioned. So one of the renters in this round of focus groups is Talia. She lives in Chicago, Illinois, and we're going to listen to Talia in just a bit. But quickly, giving you guys a heads up, I guess get some disclaimers out of the way. Yes. About our focus group. How we conduct these focus groups. We put out a nationwide call to renters across the country, and we are looking for renters who are aged 18 and up with minimum income of $45,000, and they must be current renters and have leased and at least been in their communities for more than 1 year. We want renters who really have a wide variety of things that they can talk about. So back to Talia. Talia gave us a really great definition of sense of community when we interviewed her, and I think it's going to help kind of let you know that, you know, it's now that combination of both. So let's listen to Talia as she perfectly describes what our data is telling us.
And to me, sense of community means getting to know your neighbors, you know, having activities where everyone can, you know, meet each other and participate, having a place where you live where others respect the common areas like the pool and the business center and things like that. Knowing the door people and knowing the maintenance people and the front office people, and them knowing you. And I think just overall feeling involved in the day-to-day aspects of the apartment complex that you live in.
You know, Jennifer, I think it's really great to hear from these current renters. This focus group has been everything, you know, that we've been doing these focus groups, I would say almost a year, and we get so much information. I really like how Talia included both events and also knowing the management team, you know, that whole combination we keep talking about. And we wanted to keep talking with Talia. We wanted to keep the interview going because she was so dialed in to what sense of community looked and felt like. So we had to ask her if she believed there was a strong sense of community at her community. So take a listen to what she had to say about that.
There's definitely a sense of community where I live. I actually feel like I have a really close relationship with a couple of the doormen, and one of the door women, where we kind of know each other's lives, and there's still the line where it's professional, but it's nice to sort of be able to chit chat with them. The same with the maintenance people. We know a lot about them, and they know a lot about us. I also think that because my building has a lot of like building-wide events like wine tastings and dog costume contests and painting events and all of this, that people get to know each other. I've also hosted like a voter registration event in my building where I got to meet a lot of people. And then after the event, we would always stop and talk to each other when we saw each other. So yeah, I definitely feel that sense here.
Interestingly, one of the things I especially love to hear from Talia is that the sense of community isn't just part of the staff. So you kind of mentioned that before, right? It's not just about the management company, but for her, it goes back to the door people as well as the maintenance team. I also love how the events the community puts together creates the opportunity for residents to get to know each other's neighbors and spend time with the management staff. So again, that's that combination of making sure that all parts of the, let's just say pie, right, are filled. And surely, again, it makes a difference on how the resident feels a part of that community.
Right.
We also have another resident who we spoke with who has a very different perspective
Uh-oh.
when it comes to sense of community. And this is Star, and she's actually located in Orlando, Florida. And she says the lack of sense of community has actually impacted her experience as a resident. So let's take a few minutes and kind of hear from her in regards to sense of community where she lives.
There is not a sense of community where I live, which is why I'll be moving to rent a home in the near future. They barely, do anything in terms of the holidays, and there's no encouragement of any activity. So, for example, we didn't bother to trick or treat in our place because no one seemed to decorate, no one, there was no buzz about it, there were no activities. So we went across town to trick or treat with a friend, and there was bounce houses there and things like that. So strongly considering moving into their community. So for example, I gave you the Halloween example. Another example is the holiday season. They don't really decorate anything. The lobby's not decorated to encourage that. I know other property management companies as well as communities, they do things like in the summertime, they have like a barbecue or they'll invite folks to go swimming or having swimming lessons and things like that. So they don't do anything like that. They don't offer any free classes, whether it be an exercise class or a financial class. There's also no sense of pride. People kind of do what they want. They don't follow the rules and so on. No one's really paying attention to that. So absolutely not. There is no sense of community where I live.
Man, that is like night and day,
yes,
right?
When completely the opposite.
Oh my gosh, when you look at Talia, now you have Star, it's just, oh man. But what's really telling from listening to the two of them is the difference in their overall energy. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I could really feel the difference.
Yeah, Talia was, I mean, upbeat, energetic, and Star, she sounded almost like exasperated.
Yeah.
Like just over it, right?
For sure.
I mean, talking about the lack of sense of community, it has a physical impact on both of them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, one has a lack of community, sense of community. The other one is really, you know, engaged. And I mean, their voices tell the story.
Yeah. And I think that also portrays, as you're saying, through what they're talking about. So even probably friends and family and just overall, you can really kind of feel that just listening to what she says.
Man, that was telling.
Yes.
So what we know is that sense of community is driven by how connected residents feel to where they live, and that connection starts with the management team. So we asked both Talia and Star to shed some light on how the management team plays a role and what they do and how they cultivate it or maybe even detract from it. So we're going to listen to Talia first. Now, remember, she's the one that has a really great sense of community where she lives. So take it away, Talia. Let our audience know what you think.
The management team, for one, I think two of them actually live in the building with us. So obviously they are part of the community, not just actively involved in creating the sense of community. They're actually part of it. Also, just they know everyone's name. They know everyone's pets' names. They know when we're out of town to keep an eye out if anything happens. Like, they're just very aware and kind, and they're not sterile. They always have candy in their office, and our main manager has her dog there every day. They know everyone's baby's names. I mean, they just really are, they take the time to get to know everybody, and I feel like that really goes a long way in people. Actually, it probably makes their job easier because people then feel like they will respect the community when they know, people know who they are. So I feel like people behave better in the building because of it. But yeah, I definitely feel like it all comes from the management office. They hire door people that are outgoing and kind and remember things about people, are always there to help when people need it. I was really, really sick one day and I had a delivery and I wasn't able to go down and get it. And our doorman had known I was sick because my husband had told him, and he brought everything up and left it at the door for me without me even having to ask. And that is all because the management hires people like that. So yeah, I definitely feel like it all comes from the people in the management office.
Their attitudes are usually poor, as if they've been getting yelled at all day. And I understand that. However, they treat everyone who walks in the door without question, as if they are there to take from them, meaning like literally steal something out of their pockets. So, they don't care about the community, the workers themselves. And so I kind of feel like the property management company doesn't care because, you know, people have written letters, talked about behaviors of certain individuals, and nothing has changed. So it's not just the sense of the activities, the holidays and things like that. It's also that the people who work there don't live there and don't care about the community.
So something I really loved hearing from Talia in her response is that her staff at the community really invest in their residents and residents' family. Taking that few extra minutes to create conversation and interest in residents really goes a long way and means a lot. And I would kind of hedge my bets that it probably even started when she was a prospect and probably touring and now done such a great job even leading into the residents aspect.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Residents feel emotionally invested, you know, and so really less likely to move out when it comes to renewal time. I always love to say that's kind of pulling on their emotional strings. And when those strings are pulled, it's really hard to leave regardless, you know, of some other things that might be weighing on them. Now, Star, kind of going back to her, she shared with us a lack of connection. So remembering, you know, she wasn't really upbeat. She wasn't energetic. Mm-hmm. You can kind of hear that in her voice. And so which leaves us to her kind of questioning whether or not it's worth renewing. So she really is going to share with us what management teams can do to create and sustain that sense of community. So let's take a listen to what she has to say.
I would say that, you know, if this is a property management company that's looking to build more of a community in their portfolio, I think it starts with the people. You have to hire the right people who care about the work that they're doing.
Both Star and Talia, they described how having the right people, you know, the right people on your team is important. I think all of that really goes into, you know, whether or not those puzzle pieces are going to fit together, and, you know, really make sure that you have the right people on your team, that you have people that are there for the right reasons.
Sure, yeah.
You know, absolutely. I think it was just interesting to have these two totally different people.
Polar opposites.
Right. Polar opposites. They've never met each other.
Right.
You know, we're asking them all the same questions. And one's at, like you said, the positive end, everything's great. The other one's at the negative end. It's, you know, I'm not even sure if I'm going to stay. But then they both come together and agree that it's all about having the right people.
Yeah. For sure. It makes a big, big difference. So let's actually jump right into our 5 for 5. So remembering, we'll give you 5 takeaways in 5 minutes. One thing we want to share, though, is our current Satisfacts Index, which is our national average for sense of community, currently sits at 3.82. So this actually tells us there's really plenty of room for improvement. We ask about sense of community in our annual and our pre-renewal surveys because it really helps our clients gauge how strongly connected residents feel to that community. And specifically with pre-renewal, again, you know, if they're connected, then they're most likely going to renew.
Right.
And if they're not connected, they won't probably renew or they'll have some hesitations. So again, you know, mentioning kind of on that note, that sense of community can have those residents have one foot out the door. And, you know, again, that rental increase when it comes to that renewal time can ultimately maybe push them out the door if that sense of community, you know, isn't as high as it could be. If you'd like more information on our surveys, you know, you can always visit us at satisfacts.com.
Yes, and remember, when you sign up for our services, we actually become your education team. And Jennifer, one of the things you mentioned about having a low sense of community rating, we know it's at a 3.82 right now out of 5. So that means that there's going to be some communities that are above that. There's going to be communities that are below. When you have a very high sense of community, i.e. Talia, right? When, let's say it was an exceptional level, 4.50, something like a rental increase, what we find is that residents, if they can afford it, if they can afford it, they will reason away that price objection.
Absolutely.
They'll kind of talk themselves out of it. You know, no one wants to pay more, but if they really feel connected to where they live,
they'll find the money.
They'll find the money.
<They'll stay>.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the 5 ways how you can improve your sense of community. Number one, connection and belonging. So again, if you can get that connection with your residents or residents to neighbors, the management team, and really to the community itself, it's going to be really harder for them to, you know, kind of walk out the door. They're going to want to stay. So a good first way to improve that sense of community is to create that connection and belonging with your residents.
Yeah, if they have a strong connection, it's like they're going to have to start that relationship all over again with their next neighbor, you know, if they decide to move. Which brings me to number 2, feeling of looking out for each other. You know, you really want to create a sense that everybody has a role to play. We're all in this together. It's not just the management team's responsibility, right? You all may not live on site. You may go home at the end of the day, but for your residents, you want to create that, like, we're here for you. We are, all of us are going to make sure that this community is clean. This community is a great place to live. You know, we're all following the rules. So really kind of cultivating that atmosphere. We are looking out for you. We're all in this together.
Yeah, and number three coming in here is the little things that matter. So thoughtful events show residents you care. And I know a lot of times we've kind of, you know, seen that sometimes people on the management side have struggled with this, but really making sure that residents are enjoying those thoughtful events and they're able to come and enjoy those things. And you can connect with them at those residents, which is a great opportunity.
And we absolutely want our residents to stay as long as possible, yeah. Right? So yeah. Imagine a 10-year resident. They've been there 10 years.
That's, I've seen 10 years.
I know, 10 pool parties. 10 holiday parties, right? 10 pizza parties. You know, you got to shake it up. You got to give them some kind of variety, maybe even ask for their input.
Yeah, I was just going to say, poll them. See if they can give you their top three, maybe at the beginning of the year, and then you kind of work those in throughout the rest of the year.
Ooh, I like that. I like that idea. And it's, you know, January, so that's perfect, right? Time to exactly. Poll your residents. And remember, in talking with Talia and Star, this brings us to number four, renters know. They know what sense of community means. They know what it feels like. They know what it looks like. They also can recognize when they don't have it. And not having that connection, not having that whole, you know, positive sense of community, they really are going to seek that somewhere else, because that's a desirable for them. You know, that's a must-have for residents if you're looking to keep them year after year.
Absolutely. And number five, closing us out here, what we've, I think, learned is that management teams can really make or break that sense of community. So ultimately, the management team really does play a factor into the sense of community feeling for that resident.
Yeah, so be the kind of management team that Talia described.
Yes.
Don't be the management team that Star described. Absolutely not.
2020 goals right
there. Yes, 2020 goals for everyone. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to the end of episode 2 of Conversations in the Blue Chair. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.
Have a great one.
You never know who will be joining us in the Blue Chair. Click the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss a show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair with Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter, the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfacts. Educators, not data collectors.